Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to catch another edition of Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Now new and improved, gluten-free, and more sensitive in the right spots.
You look like
than
you've,
ever.
You've lost a little weight. A
little bit, but I'm starting to put it back on. But who knows?
I didn't. I tried this week, and I failed miserably to lose any weight whatsoever.
Well, it's barbecue season.
That's what I need, more barbecue. Give it some more of that sauce. Ha ha. Well, we got a lot to do. What we do, it's good to be back, actually. I've been off for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, just like, bleh. That's a sabbatical there, baby.
You've been laying out in the sun in sunny Florida in July.
I tanned my bald spot, yes. you know, you when said, you lose as much hair as I do.
When you said bald spot, I thought you were starting to say something else.
No. All right, so what we do every week on The Drift is go over the news of the week that we put on The Daily Drift, www.thedailydrift.com. And you need to be going to that website and seeing the news because it's not the stuff you'll find on the mainstream media. So if you want to call in, 734-822-1600, or you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. If you're shy but still want something read on the internet or on the show, I'll read it for you.
So. Yeah, and you can call or email it from your encrypted phone where the FBI cannot follow you any longer, which is the same case for ISIS.
Is that you were talking about that a little in the hallway. So really, my phone's encrypted now and nobody can look at it?
I think it depends on the phone. Right, but
here. I'm going to do a little plug. I finally invested in a Samsung Galaxy S5, and it's really way too complicated for a man with minimal brain function as I do.
But see, I have the S5 as well. You realize there's an S6.
I do.
Yeah,
and
Dan Martin has
and
that.
And the great guy at Costco, there's another plug for you, told me, you know what, the S5 is actually a little better because you can remove the battery and you can add a chip, the Gigabyte chip, whatever they call it, hard fob, I don't know, whatever they call it, the memory stick. Whew, man, am I hurting on that, aren't I?
I think Alex Jones feels that there's already a chip added in our phones and our brains and everything, so it's already there.
I'm sure there's a chip inside me somewhere.
There's only a chip on my shoulder, damn it.
All right, well, let's take care of a sponsor this half hour. Will be the Current newspaper, currentonline.com. That's CURRANT online.com. If you want to get into the August edition of the paper, it's going to be a good one. Give me a call, 734-629-6010. That's 734-629-6010. And I'm going to give a little plug here that I don't normally do is, listen to me, a lot of you are trying these email advertisements. Let me assure you, if you've got an email advertisement, what do? You filter it out, you put it in spam, it doesn't work. So as a businessman, if you're trying to do that email advertising, guess what? You're wasting your money. The only way to get good advertising is to spend the time, be consistent, have a good message, and spend the money to do it. And that means advertising in The Current. That means advertising on this radio show, advertising at Wham Talk 1600. You have to get out in people's minds and consciousness because you know what? What Google has done is increased your competition. If somebody's Googling landscape service, there's going to be 12 people ahead of you before you get yours on there. So what you need to do is make sure that Bozo's landscape is in everybody's mind, and they literally Google Bozo's first. You know what I mean? It hasn't changed. People will still buy who they're comfortable with, and they're going to go to Google, and if they're Googling your name, you want a sale. So you need to be out there in people's consciousness, and that means be in The Current, be on Wham Talk 1600, and get out here and advertise a little bit. You want your business to grow? Make the effort.
And here's the thing, too. If you own a landscaping business, if you can't compete against Bozo's landscaping, there's something wrong.
I just want to see Bozo pushing a mower.
Those big feet, you know, he'd run over his own feet.
Yes. the front of his shoes would be just everywhere. Okay.
He'd make a mess in his yard every time.
Oh, I can see Bozo was here. Okay. So anyways, we've got a lot to cover today, and I want to get to the meat, which we're going to be like everyone else. We're going to talk a little Trump today because I'm excited. I know you're excited.
You got a little Trumped on Trump because of the time slot of,
yes,
ahead of us.
Yeah. Yes. We're always the last to go, aren't we? Mm. You know, look, Matt, huh? But before we do that, though, I want to do a quick pitch about Michigan road funding and Michigan road taxes. You know what? Call to action, folks. Get out and talk to your state reps. Get out and talk to your state senators and tell them, you know what? Find the money. It's mm-hmm. there. And Michigan CapCon has some great articles about how the media is just pushing this tax hike for gas. You know what? We didn't work so hard to stop that stupid 1% or 1 cent, 17% increase in our sales tax for that garbage to let our state senators and state representatives jack us anyways with another tax hike. So get on the phones, get on your emails, and tell them no new taxes. Find the money. It's there. Do your job, you no-good-nicks. Mm-hmm. It just aggravates me that they're trying to foist this on us again. So sure. Please, please, don't relax just because we stopped that May 5th vote. You have to maintain a tight control of those state reps and those state senators. If you go to thedailydrift.com or garywellings.com, in this local area, I have those contact numbers and stuff. So please, don't give up. It's not time to relax and just go boating. You have to make those phone calls. They're easy enough to do.
Is the argument by the state senate that, well, hey, listen, we know it's more taxes, but this time we actually have the brains to focus it on the roads instead of all the other programs we tried to hit you with?
Yeah, and you know what? If I had more time, I would have gone through this, but I just don't. But there's some great articles at Michigan CapCon, and I've got them linked at thedailydrift.com. So just read them and then share them on Facebook like I do, because you know what? People need to understand that it's a big scam. They're really pushing another tax increase on mm-hmm. us.
Oh, yeah.
And there's plenty of money in the budget.
That's the
just
thing.
Just use it wisely. You know,
yeah,
I mean?
I'm with you on that, definitely.
Yeah,
but at least this time they've not insulting us as badly as they did the first time around when they tried to cram that down our throats.
Yeah. But it's still an insult. They've just been a little more subtle about it.
Right.
So if anyone wants to call in and talk road funding, feel free. I'm feel kind of burned out on it myself, I know. But each and every one of us has to make that effort to call your state reps and senators and tell them absolutely not. I will not vote for you because this Republican legislature we have right now is not acting very much like Republicans. They really aren't. They're acting like rhinos at best and Democrats, frankly. I did a little splurb on Facebook the other day about this and did a video or audio of it, and I was pretty brutal on it. Actually.
Good.
But yeah, you'll check it out. Go back through my Facebook page. You'll see it. I was a little over the top, but I figured, what the heck? I don't have the FCC to worry about. It's internet, right?
As far as you know, you have nothing to worry about.
I didn't use any swear words either, so there you go. That was good.
You classed it up.
I classed it up. Well, maybe. Okay, so let's get to, I guess, let's start with immigration, because I think at this show, for all the years that we've been doing it now, it's always been hot on our front burner for immigration that, you know what, if you're crying about your job, if you're crying about your wages not increasing, guess what? Simple economics will tell you there's too many people here already, so why are we letting more come in, especially if they're illegal? You know, that's why it's a problem and an issue.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand in the mindset and the culture that the word illegal seems to mean so little to so many. How can this be? Whether you are a rapist or a murderer coming across the border, or you're somebody who's just looking to work, the bottom line is you're illegal.
Yeah, you're still
That's
doing it.
That's all
illegal.
There is to know. You are illegal. And a guy like Donald Trump, well, oh, am I jumping the gun?
No, I'm all up, dude. When you emailed me earlier this week, or texted me, I can't mm-hmm. remember which it was. I confused the two. I was excited because, you know, I was excited. And I'm thinking to myself, because people kind of look at me, I'm like, hey, I kind of like Trump. They're like, huh? I'm like, I do.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that you and I have talked about the border. And I've said on this show, you know what? I am so cynical. I'm so disinterested because until that border is secure, I can't take anything serious that these clowns are saying. They can talk all they want about this and that and all these other issues, and especially national security. But if you don't have the, you know what, the stones to do whatever it takes to get that border secure, step on toes, smash heads, go to the American people and say, this is what's happening. We can't even begin to convey to you, the American people, that we're making a difference until that border is secure. So, and of course, the border being secure is directly related to our national security, but also to illegal immigration, yes. Whether they're terrorists, murderers, thugs, killers, drug dealers, cartel people, or they're just peasants coming across and wanting to go pick fruit someplace. It's tied into the illegal immigration because that is a soft, if you will, if some of these people are just normally law-abiding but just want to work here, that's a soft assault on our national security as well because of the financial drain.
Yeah.
Right? So a guy like Trump comes out and he's voicing in a way that people like us who have had years and years of pent-up frustration and disgust is talking like we're feeling so we can resonate toward a guy like this.
Yeah.
Because he's, we all know, he's wealthy. He's a self-made guy for the most part. I mean, I know his father mentored him. That's all great. I don't hold that against him. You know, his father was a real estate developer. But hey, God bless Trump. He learned from his father and took it to a whole new level.
Right.
So who can hold that against him? But my point is, a guy that's that wealthy, he's not doing this for the fame and the money. He's doing it now, I think, because he's reached a point in his life where he wants to do something for the country at that level.
Yes, and I agree with you, because you know what? I believe Donald Trump is not in this for a game. I really don't. Whether he thinks he can actually win or not, I don't know. I believe that he does. And when people say he was being racist, that's nonsense.
Nonsense.
It's total nonsense.
Give me a break.
Now, Conspiracy Saturday, it's scary, right? So people are making all these things. It occurred to me the other day that Donald Trump is the master manipulator of the media. Donald Trump is a master of business. He knows what he's doing when he makes a speech and maybe put a little general. When I heard it, I did not immediately assume that he was talking about all Mexicans. Come on.
Please. I didn't either. And he wasn't.
It never crossed my mind until the lousy media jumped in and started spewing that.
They spun it that way.
But I'm betting Donald Trump already knew that. And probably the people he pays very well to look at his speeches probably said, hey, are you a little worried about people taking that the wrong way? I bet he said, absolutely not. Because you know what? I want the media to jump on this. He got $1 billion worth of advertising in the last week alone, right? I mean, he couldn't buy that kind of exposure that he's gotten because of these statements.
Well, see, I'm hoping that he's not that calculating where he's going to, like, look at it. Okay, now if I say this, the polls will do this. And let's, I'm hoping he's just speaking from the gut, more real than trying to be the manipulator, calculating guy. And I know that, you know, he probably is looking four moves ahead.
Yeah.
I get that. But I think, really, he is speaking from the heart.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And off the cuff. And, you know, a lot of the pundits said originally that, oh, this is going to hurt him and blah, 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 blah. And I thought, no. And it, sure enough, it did not hurt him.
It
has made him stand out ahead of the pack because, all right, there's a guy that's finally speaking plain English.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tired of every Republican candidate out there couching their words, trying to be politically correct. You can take Rubio and Christie and Jeb Bush. You know, throw them out. I don't want anything to do with you guys. I really don't. If I had to vote for you, obviously I'm going to vote with the most conservative electable candidate I can. But I don't support them right now, not by any stretch. Because you know what? As an American, I'm yearning for the truth, no matter how ugly or brash that it is. And I like what I'm hearing from Donald Trump.
Exactly. It's what have you done for me lately, Donald Trump? And you're doing it. You're making it work for me.
Yeah. I mean, I can say this, and I'm saying this to every Republican office holder we have right now at the state and federal level. If you don't get off your duff and start speaking out instead of trying to be politically correct, the heck with you too. I'm done supporting Republicans who are no better than a Democrat.
The American people are totally sick of the politically correct speech.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
And that's why he's doing so well in the poll. And if Reince Priebus, I don't even know how you pronounce that guy. Who gave him that job? If you can't eat. Yeah, really?
Who gave him that name?
I mean, honestly, you know, for him to be upset with Donald Trump for speaking the truth, what kind of world is it that we live in when the truth gets you yelled at? Really? My parents said, tell me the truth, even if it hurts, and I won't punish you as bad. You know, I tried to tell the truth. It's incredible that these idiots in the GOP establishment are looking. You know what? Wake up. Smell the roses. This is what it is. This is what the people want. It's a gift to you.
Donald Trump is also a can-do guy, obviously, yes. The empire that he's built. I read the book Art of the Deal 20-plus years ago, and I can't remember the exact details on this. One thing I want to address real quick is when Ed Koch was the mayor of New York City, and Trump describes how the city of New York was trying to build this ice skating rink, and what plaza? I can't remember. Was it... I'm tongue-tied right now. But Trump could see the debacle that was going on outside of his office window. And this went on for months, trying to just an ice skating rink.
Right.
And finally, he's
Rockefeller Plaza.
Rockefeller Plaza. And he said he couldn't take it anymore. So he basically went to the city, all the delays and wasted money and everything else. He went to the city and said, listen, give this project to me. I'll pay for it. I'll finish it. He got it done in like, I can't remember, just this quick time turnaround, spent very little money on it compared to what had been spent up to that point to accomplish nothing. He's the kind of guy that will get things done, and he hires people that can get things done.
Right.
Now, some will say, but you can't, that doesn't work in the government. You know, you've got elected officials you have to deal with, and you got the whole bureaucracy. I see a Trump, when he runs into those roadblocks, and he will, I mean, there will be a majority or minority in the House and the Senate that will, you know, try to block him and put up all this nonsense. I could see him going before the American people and naming names.
As he should.
Yes, and saying, this is the SOB that's blocking me here. This is a guy, and really giving it to him, and that's exactly what we need. And yeah. I think that this kind of mentality, this maverick mentality, is reminiscent of Ross Perot. Maybe Trump is the sane Ross Perot that we were all fired up about at first until we kind of realized, like, you know, Ross Perot, are you crazy? I think you are.
He was a quitter.
He didn't really want the job. Yeah. And he's talking about how, you know, the first President Bush was trying to disrupt his daughter's wedding. That's why he dropped out and all that crap. You know, yeah. It's like, give us a break. So hopefully a guy like Donald Trump, who obviously can get things done, really wants the job. I think he really does. And I think as far as America goes, like standing up to the Chinese and these trade deals and all, and the spying and all the other abuse that we take, I think that he's a loyal American anyway. You know, and he is a graduate. He went to his high school was a military academy.
Mm-hmm.
So, he has a real respect for the military. But I think there's a patriotism there that's inherent in him. And I think that if he becomes president, he will now look at America that much more as his baby to win with.
Right.
And that's what we need.
Yeah, well, let's hear what Walter has to say about Donald Trump. Walter, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, it's kind of hard to follow you guys, and you guys kind of been hitting it pretty hard.
We're cheerleading, baby.
You're too kind, Walter.
But I've been praying and asking about, people ask me, who do you think it is, Walter? Theron asked me that quite a few times. Who do you think, which one are you for, Walter? I'm like, man, I'm going to wait this out. I just hope it. I said, the only thing I will say, I would hope it would be some kind of surprise candidate,
mm-hmm.
away from the normal names, the household names that we all think so great. But as far as Donald Trump goes, he's exposing all these phony, fraud, fake, hypocrite, so-called household name Republicans that we all been. Oh, we've been kind of spouting their name. Oh, he'll make a good candidate. And yes, they will compared to any Democrat. But, man, he's exposing how phony these people are, because Mitt Romney, he needs to go hide somewhere. He's the reason we got Obama. He needs to hide. And these people that's been criticizing Donald Trump, Mitt Romney, they've been joining hands together, like with this Jeb Clampett Bush. He joined in criticizing him. And speaking of those, you guys ever watch those Sunday morning shows?
Oh, yeah.
The news shows on Sunday morning?
Yeah.
Man, where do you get these clowns from? They handpick these watered down clowns on there like George Will. He needs to he need to go hide somewhere.
Yeah, that's that blue blood elite from the East Coast who think they know better than the rest of us lowly Midwesterners who don't know anything, you know. Yep, that's us.
I remember when I used to watch ABC's This Week with David Brinkley, mm-hmm. when he was the host, and they had George Will and Sam Donaldson on there. And even though George Will was the conservative, I was always so painfully bored by him.
Yeah.
He does, to me, he never had any charisma. And Sam Donaldson, being kind of the left-wing guy, he was the guy that I actually enjoyed listening to because he was kind of the maverick on that show.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm very disappointed with George Will when he said, yes, America, we can take these 100,000 children that are coming across the border. What are we? We're Americans, blah, blah, blah. Really? If your kid ends up with that new polio strain that's making kids paralyzed, there you go, Mr. Will. Thank you very much for allowing all these infected children to come to our country and spread disease.
And we're Americans? Let's keep it that way. We're slowly not becoming Americans because we're being invaded on a regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
And speaking of another George Will, like I said, these people seem like they just been handpicked by a bunch of watered down Republicans and people like that. And I'm going to throw another name out there, George Stephanoniness. I can't stand listening to that little sawed off clown, man. He gets on there. If they would just put me on TV one time, I'm not even known, of course. I'm just an average everyday guy, school bus driver. Man, I would have them people running up out of that studio. Frying them up with the truth.
Yeah, the guy.
I have them hiding up under the tables, jumping out of the windows and everything else.
The guy that had the best nickname for George Stephanopoulos is still Michael Savage. He calls him George Stephalococcus.
Exactly. The guy, man.
A liberal germ. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Walter.
These guys that be on them Sunday shows, man, the so-called conservatives. We know about Juan Williams. He's one of those. He's a big crook, too, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Walter, what you need to do is go down to Channel 2, Fox 2 in Detroit. I think they're actually probably in Southfield. Go down there and say, hey, I want to be on. Grab Huel Perkins and say, I want to be on Let It Rip. Put me on.
Yeah.
One time. Let me sit on that couch and let me voice the voice of the average man.
There you go. Hey, Walter, thanks so much for the phone call. Good talking to you again. It's been a while, so don't be a stranger next week.
Okay, guys.
All right, take care. Let's take a quick call from Ed, see if we can squeeze him in. Ed from Ypsilanti, good to talk to you.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Trump. Wow. I don't know. You know, he's saying some stuff that sounds so good right now. Where are the apologies for the things he said in the past, the support he's given to the Democrats in the past? This guy is just, he's a loose cannon. He may be saying something that appeals to us at the moment, and he does. He's saying a lot of the right stuff, but you got to remember he's also a salesman.
He was a Democrat, right? Until what, five or six years back? He was a Democrat,
and that's why I said that earlier. What have you done for me lately, Donald Trump? Yeah, you're doing it for me right now, and you're right. He definitely has his blemishes from the past. He's a self-promoter, no doubt about it. He loves being in the spotlight. He's built his brand, the Trump Organization. He puts his name on everything. We all get that, but you know what? I think it's reached a point where a lot of us are saying, I don't care. Yeah. This is what he's doing now, and I think he's sincere. I don't think he's just this chameleon that's going to change and flip-flop all over the place. I really don't.
Yeah, I guess I'd say this, Ed. If a Democrat can flop to where Donald Trump is now, then why can't Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, and the rest of them make that even minor more adjustment to say what Donald Trump is saying right now?
And let's put it in perspective, too. It's not like Donald Trump was some flaming communist from the 60s that all of a sudden now has become this conservative saying all the right things. I mean, we can find things in his past that we disagree with, sure. But I don't think he's ever been this crazy person.
Yeah, Ed, you still there, or did we lose you?
Yeah. No, I'm just listening. That's what I like to do sometimes. That's why I listen, because I listen.
We're glad you listen, Ed.
The guy, I'm sorry, I still think he's a loose cannon who's pointing in the right direction now, and tomorrow might point in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen that with other guys that, in our political spectrum, so to speak. You're like, oh, hey, this guy, you look at Jeb Bush 10 years ago. There was a reason that people considered him one of the most conservative governors and a real success.
Yeah.
Now we're shooting at him.
Yeah. Well, at least he's moving the debate in the right direction. I think that's really the important part.
So right.
Whether he's electable or not, I don't know, and we'll see. But at least America is looking at it in the right frame of reference now.
Yeah, Ed, you make a very valid point. I don't discount it. I totally know where you're coming from. I get it.
All right, Ed.
Talk to you later.
Thanks for the call.
See ya.
Bye. All right, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
That's right.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Kay Long. Thousands expected at a GOP presidential rally for Donald Trump at the Phoenix Convention Center. So many people requesting tickets, the event moved from a Phoenix resort. Trump also making a stop in Los Angeles, holding a news conference, and not backing down from his stand on illegals.
The problem is the country of Mexico has leaders that are far smarter than our leaders. They're sending people into our country that we don't want, but we take, and that they don't want.
Trump meeting with family members losing loved ones at the hands of illegal aliens.
Whenever somebody hears that it was an illegal that was involved with the death of their children, it becomes politically incorrect for a politician to help them. That's how messed up our nation is.
Protesters also showing up in Los Angeles.
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Donald Trump has got to go! Hey, hey, ho, ho!
Some of those protesters bashing Trump pinatas. A background check mix-up allowing the accused Charleston shooter Dylan Roof to buy a gun. The Blaze Radio's Tom Peace with that story.
The FBI says a background check mix-up allows accused Charleston shooter Dylan Roof to buy the gun he uses to kill nine people last month. FBI Director James Comey says that the person who examines Roof's federal background check doesn't see a police report showing he admits to drug possession. Roof buys the gun back in April. He's facing murder charges for killing nine members of a historic black church in South Carolina.
Tom Peace reporting. Oops, a premature tweet. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker not scheduled to announce he's running for president until Monday. But Friday, Walker tweeting a black and white image of himself on a stage and waving. The word Scott Walker is running for president on that image. This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
Each year, children are placed into foster homes due to circumstances beyond their control. Their home life has been disrupted, and they are in need of a strong, stable place to live until they are able to return home. Caring homes are needed to provide a safe place for these children to live until they can return to their birth families. Homes are needed for children of all ages, especially teenagers. Girlstown Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has served children and families in the Metro Detroit area since 1958. Your help is needed. Interested people can call 734-697-4804 extension 241 or visit girlstownfoundation.org. The Detroit Institute of Arts is one of the premier art museums in the United States. It's home to more than 60,000 works that comprise a multicultural survey of human creativity from ancient times through the 21st century. From the first Van Gogh painting to enter a museum, to Diego Rivera's world-renowned Detroit industry murals, the DIA's collection is known for its quality, range, and depth. For more information, call 313-833-7900 or visit www.dia.org. Check out the wide variety of educational fun events put on by the Ann Arbor District Library for kids preschool through 12th grade. All library facilities can be reached by phone through the main switchboard at 734-327-4200, or you can visit www.aadl.org. Check it out.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
No matter where you are across the globe, you can listen to Wham Talk 1600. In Southeast Michigan, keep us locked on your AM radio. But everywhere else, there's whamradio.com. All you need is a smartphone or computer. Just go to waamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen to all your favorite shows live. From Detroit to Grand Rapids, Monroe to Mackinac, wherever you may be, Wham Radio is there, online and streaming live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that NM Media are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching our drift here at Wham Talk 1600. And joining me in studio, Brandon Drake.
Hey, you know that we're old radio pros now? Because half a second ago, we were out in the hallway just
yakking
with everybody, and all of a sudden, hey, we need to go back on. We just come back in, sit down, and within a microsecond, we got the headphones back on, and we're back to it.
Yeah, we didn't break a sweat or anything.
No. Oh,
there we go. It's casual. We're casual radio guys.
Well, that's a sign of being an old pro, that nothing phases us now. There's no nerves. There's no rush. It's just like, okay, we got 5 seconds, plenty of time.
Yeah, you know, I kind of thought it would be a little nerve-wracking to come back after 3 weeks of being out of the loop, but well, at least you were here, though. Might have been a little tougher if I had to squeak it out alone.
Well, thank you, sir.
It would have been a lot of work. See, it's never work when you and I do it together.
That's fine.
Unlike that one vapid emailer who said we're phony and set everything up, we're off the cuff on everything, aren't we?
Yeah, we're actually very calculating, and we're manipulating the ratings by every sentence that we say. We know ahead of time how we'll affect the ratings. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ratings?
Ratings.
Ratings? Okay, so we're obviously on cheerleading for Trump a little bit, but it's not just Donald that we're cheerleading for. It's the message that he's purveying, and I think that's the important part, because as he denigrated the illegal aliens for being rapists and murderers and thieves or whatever, what did we have this week in San Francisco?
Another example of it.
Another prime example of an illegal alien killing a citizen of the United States. Derek, you have that first track. Let's just set the pace here for this next half hour. Go ahead.
Breaking tonight, the young woman gunned down by an illegal immigrant in San Francisco was just laid to rest, surrounded by friends and family. It does not appear at this hour that anyone from the Obama administration was in attendance.
And that was kind of the fallout that came after that. So anytime somebody's been dying lately, you know, if as long as they're African American or killed by a gun, Barack Obama sends half his team out to drum up the business and try and make something and promote his agenda against it.
But yeah, Obama, he's the new Al Sharpton.
Yeah. In this case, woman dies. She happens to be white, killed by an illegal alien.
No, that don't count.
And, yeah, exactly. So nobody showed up at her funeral. And lo and behold, she ends up being killed by Bureau of Land Management, federally owned gun. Well, thank you very much for taking good care of that and letting it get stolen. That's your federal people. You're worrying about us losing control of our guns. How about you, federal government? Keep a little better control of your own guns that you have.
Yeah. How about you, federal government? How about doing something right? Ever?
Yeah. Do they? Other than,
I mean, the bungling.
Yeah, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit here because,
I mean, how many times has this guy been deported? Did they say five times?
Five times.
Five times. Okay, so Donald Trump says, I'll build a wall. He said he'll have he'll even make the Mexicans build it, which that part I'm not crazy about because I don't trust Mexican quality assurance.
Yeah.
But I'll make them pay for it.
Yeah, if you've ever been to Tijuana and you look at or Rosarito, some of those places, yeah, you might not want to have that kind of building going on here.
So here's a guy that maybe once he was deported would have had a tougher time getting back across a secured border with a wall as part of the deterrent.
Yeah, and let's go back to that wall, because I wanted to say this earlier, and I kind of lost my train of thought. You know what? Not only is it a national security issue, but it's an economic issue. Imagine a program where we hire people U.S. citizens, hopefully, to build that wall. What infrastructure project, what better infrastructure project should we be talking about?
Yeah, and a lot of times big government, federal level projects are a big boondoggle waste of money, but this clearly is not. We've even half-jokingly said on this show, I'm willing to pay 10 times what the cost should be.
Yeah.
Just get it done.
Yeah, and you know what? We've got thousands of U.S. military veterans coming home and not having jobs to go to. What better job than to put them into an expanded border patrol watching the wall? You know, your job is to protect the wall. That's it. They've got all the experience in the world.
Yeah.
From forward operating bases and everything else. These guys are the pros, the creme
Absolutely.
De la creme of security. Give them a job. They put their butts on the line for next to nothing to protect our country. When they come home, they ought to have a job. Put them on the border and let them do the job that they're so skilled at, and that is protect us here at home.
I agree. And, you know, let's go back to this woman that was killed. You know, a lot of people might say, oh, that's just one incident. You can't – it's all, you know, this whole mindset of it's all relative. Look at all the millions that have come across, and you're pointing out this one particular case. Isn't one enough?
Yeah.
Does it have to be more? I mean, if – you're that person or a family member of that person. Isn't that enough, an illegal alien coming across and murdering an innocent American citizen to say, well, we really don't need to secure the border. It's not that important because you're just pointing out one case.
Yeah. Now, I had some facts here, some statistics, and didn't bring them with me, and I should have. But so I might be off by a couple points here, but I think it's 35% of all federal convictions – 35% of all federal convictions, people in federal prison right now, are illegal aliens.
Incredible.
35%. And then there's another, if my numbers are correct, I think, another 400,000 illegal aliens are in state, county, and local lockups as well. So you've got half a million prisoners in this country are illegal aliens. Hey, you wonder why your taxes are so high?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
The like you said, the economic drain, the national security risk, because it's not necessarily an international terrorist that's the only security risk. It's at the local level, thugs, criminals, rapists, murderers, drug dealers, the gangs that come, you know, everything from, MS-13, where are they from, Honduras
yes.
or El Salvador?
Yeah,
In Central America. I mean, some of those gangs are of the worst, and they're coming across. It's across the board that these gangs and the worst of the worst of the worst people that are trying to get into this country.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be one. One is not acceptable that comes across.
Yeah, and why hasn't one freaking congressman from Michigan stepped up and said, I'm going to start the bill or sponsor the bill to set aside, I don't know how much, $5 billion to build the fence, the wall, whatever. Just one of you have the bloody guts and put it on there and say, we're not accepting any amendments. This is money we're allocating to build the fence. No amendments, no prizes, no pork, none of this other crap. This is it. Do it. And put it out there and let's support it.
And here we are almost 14 years after 9/11 and we're still having this conversation.
Yeah. And shame on every congressman, senator, and president we've had since then. And all you federal people who work in that bureaucracy, shame on you for not doing your job, which is to protect the United States, the citizens of the United States of America. That's a disgrace. Let's take a quick call from John in Farmington Hills. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good to hear you. Hey, listen, I want to shake it up a little bit and let everybody know, just like you said, we need to call our congressmen and senators about how we fought so hard to stop that 1%, 17% permanence on the roads, and the money's there, you're right. What we need to do is understand that we are just an eyelash away from crazy Kerry and Obama for his legacy, allowing Iran to have the nuclear bomb. These people are getting everything they need, long-range ICBMs, they're crazy, and they'll use it. We need to put the pressure on for that. That really takes precedent instead of being distracted with the other things. Although I'm all for Donald Trump, and yes, he would build the biggest wall, and he would surround himself with the right people. That's what's important to know about him as a businessman. I think the ultimate ticket would be Trump at Kylie Fiorina. It would just rock.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's
you know, John, I'm glad you brought up a vice presidential candidate. You say Fiorina. You know what? Because I'm going to disagree with you there, and I'm going to say Trump Zinke. And you're thinking, who the hell is Zinke? And I've brought up Zinke before. Ryan Zinke, freshman congressman from Montana, successful businessman. Didn't you say he's one of the most wealthy?
He's one of the richest. I don't know if he's number one or not, but he's one of the wealthiest congressmen we have in Congress.
Yeah, self-made guy. But here's the thing. Former SEAL Team 6 commander. He was a Navy SEAL, an officer, for over 20 years in the Persian Gulf. I think he won two Bronze Stars. I mean, just a scholar, former college football star. The guy's like Superman. And what he would bring to the table with a Donald Trump is the national security expertise, because this man not only knows it, but he's lived it.
Yeah.
So that would really fire. I mean, there's a guy that, you know, when we say lived it, how can you emphasize that enough? A guy that's been a Navy SEAL officer for over 20 years.
Yeah.
In SEAL Team 6.
Yeah. Johnny, are you still there? Did we lose you?
I agree with that. That's part of the reason. I don't know if you guys realize, but after they got Osama and then they put on the slowest moving helicopter, that Chinook with two propellers, 22 or so SEAL team members. If it got to this point, they were going to split up in the different 50 states and help us when the government tries to, like, do what they're doing to the people. And Obama, you know, he allowed them to go into that valley of death where they had their surface-to-air missiles, and they took them all out. That you should check on the part about the fellow's name was Strange, his last name.
There is a bit of conspiracy surrounding the fact that you would take all those guys from SEAL teams and put them onto a helicopter like that and send them into almost certain death. That was just ignorance on the part of the government. But all right, well, thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. Ryan Zinke, dude. Yes. I'm glad we got reminded. We might have gone the whole show. He is a good – now, is he freshman senator or a freshman congressman?
Freshman congressman from Montana. Yeah. Former state rep from Montana.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody in the Trump – campaign will take this to light and say, hey, go talk to that guy.
Go talk to him. Yeah. And at least if he's not your vice presidential candidate, running mate, then put him at a high level in the defense or maybe even head of the CIA or something like that.
Yeah. I got to say, I would love to see some more of our military people in politics. Why do we have all these lawyers and alleged professors running our government? Give me somebody who's proved their patriotism, who have the common sense, and actually care about protecting the United States. Because honestly, I do not feel that most of our U.S. senators and congressmen feel that way, because they're not making the simple acts that need to be done to protect us. Allocate the money to build a wall and take no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And if you're a Democrat or a Republican and you vote no, shame on you.
And, you know, you mentioned, you make a good point there. Now, there's one senator that he seems to be making his platform national security and going after ISIS, and that's Lindsey Graham. Now, am I a big fan of Lindsey Graham? No. You know, there's something about him that the way he comes across, and his words are often very good as far as national security goes, but just the way he... the circles he runs in and the way he presents himself, I'm not all that fired up about him. But he's saying that basically, you know, a big part of his presidency would be crushing ISIS like they should be.
Yeah, but the problem with Lindsey Graham is I don't think his actions have followed his words so much. And I think that's what you're saying. He just hasn't proved. You're there. You're in power. Where's your record to show that you've actually done what you're saying, or at least made the attempt? I can understand if you haven't succeeded, but where's your bills and amendments and things that actually do that? And I don't think his record holds up.
Yeah, where's your just like putting on an absolute fit on some of these issues, and he just seems to be more of the establishment.
Right. Well, opposite of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and crew, you have somebody like a Hillary Clinton, who is not telling us the truth. And Derek, do you have that clip ready? This is from her. She finally sat down and did an interview. And if you watched it, you have to agree. Even the liberals and the liberal TV anchors are kind of giving her the big squeamish on that. If you're in the Democratic National Committee right now, you got to be sweating bullets to think that she's your front runner for President of the United States. You got that ready? All right, let's play this.
One of the things that I learned last time is it's organize, organize, organize. And you've got to get people committed, and then they will follow through, and then you bring more people. So I feel very good about where my campaign is. It'll be 3 months and a few days that we've been at this.
Now, that wasn't the right track, Derek.
Well, it might as well be, because once again, she just says nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking.
She says nothing. She's never. I heard a guy. I don't know who it was, but I think it was a guest on Jerry Doyle's show that said she's very good at getting jobs, but she's not good at doing jobs.
Doing the job.
Or yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow she gets jobs, which to me is still a mystery. But that's indicative of her right there.
Right.
A lot of blah 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 blah.
Yeah, the track I was looking for, Derek, was the one that's it's labeled with the 33,000 emails, and then you go to that part, you'll catch it. It's her talking about the subpoena, basically. And she says, I was never subpoenaed, and within minutes, Trey Gowdy released a copy of the subpoena. Hey, if she's going to lie on public television right there in front of us and think she can get away with it, what the heck is she going to do if she is in office as a president of the United States and has all those protections as the top executive of the United States?
Yeah, if she was subpoenaed at least once, she had Chelsea Clinton.
Yeah, so that, and in that same, within seconds, she said, and I only had one device. Well, you've already admitted on public television that you didn't have just one device. So you had two lies in the space of 20 seconds just plopped out of her mouth. I mean, she's lied so much, she doesn't remember what's true or not anymore.
Yeah, she's in her own world.
And your favorite about being under fire in Bosnia back in the day. What? Come on, America. I don't care if you're a Democrat, if you're a supporter of Democrat and liberal things, do you really want someone who's a complete bona fide liar as the president of the United States?
And that's why really? I said when I hosted the show a couple of weeks ago, I said, to me, she's 100% liar, 100% criminal, and 100% incompetent. I know that adds up to 300%, but that's the only formula I can come up with.
Yeah, I mean, I just... crazy that the fact that I don't believe the polling numbers anyways. I think this is a big ruse by the media to try and protect her. And I don't believe her numbers are where they are. I'm betting Bernie Sanders is probably beating her in most states if you were to do an actual poll that was not skewed by some liberal pollster. You know what I mean? But I'm not believing America can be so stupid as to support her for that.
You know what? I have not seen... Wait, I think I have seen one, I'm ready for Hillary, but that was a long time ago. But I did see my first Trump bumper sticker the other day.
Did you?
I did.
Wow.
I'm like, wow. Now, you know, everyone listening, like, oh, listen to Drake. He's all crazy about Trump. But, hey, maybe a few weeks from now I'll be like, wow, I was off base with that one. And maybe Ed's right that this guy being a loose cannon might fire in the wrong direction. Who knows? I mean, it's so early right now. But on a positive note, we're fired up. Yeah. I could not have said that a month or so ago.
Right. Yeah, like you said, it's the message that he's bringing that's important.
And he's got a certain, you know, I want that junkyard dog mentality.
Yes.
I want that in your face. This is the way it's going to be. This is what I'm going to do. And then the naysayers, he's pretty brutal going after the naysayers.
Yeah.
Where he nips them in the bud real quick.
Yeah.
He cuts them down to size real quick. So in the debates, oh, I mean, now I'm actually looking forward to these debates. Whereas before, I was almost like, you know what? I am so disgusted just thinking about the prospect of these debates.
Right.
Now I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they don't, because I saw an article not too long ago about that they might try to keep Ted Cruz out of the debates. And I thought to myself, you chicken-livered whatevers, he's probably the best debater around. Harvard master, winner of the award, whatever, for debates at Harvard.
Master
nationally.
Debater.
Yes. And so I wanted to touch on this real quick, because this is what your liberal media is doing. Ted Cruz also has a book out right now. I think a lot of these presidential candidates put their books out. They got to make a couple bucks, right?
Well, it's not only that, but it's also, I think, just it's a way to get their message out, too.
Yes, it gets the message out.
Yeah.
Well, the New York Times informed HarperCollins this week that it will not include Ted Cruz's new biography on its forthcoming bestsellers list, despite the fact that the book has sold more copies in its first week than all but two of the Times' best-selling titles. What? Because he's Hispanic? Where are people pointing at the New York Times and saying, you're discriminating against a Hispanic? Where's the Hispanic caucus on that one? How come you're not protecting Ted Cruz? Or is it because he's a conservative, which is probably the truth?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. They're discriminating because he's a conservative. So, really?
Well, there's not room because Michael Moore is going to reissue Dude, Where's My Country?
Okay, so let's move on to... The last one I want to get to, I think we got time to do one more. This week, the head of office personnel and management, Catherine Archuleta, the director, resigned finally because we found out that the data breach that we thought was 5 million or so is now up to 21 million federal employees have had their information. 21 million federal employees. I mean, that just says that, you know what, anybody could be bribed now in the federal government. I'm sure they've all got stuff like that, you know? Crazy.
Yeah. I'd be remiss if I didn't hand this to you.
Uh-oh, here we go. Richie Cunningham?
Oh, my God. You want me to describe it real quick?
Yes.
Okay, I'm watching Happy Days the other day.
Oh, I see it.
And it, yeah, and I see this, and Richie and Potsy have the house to themselves, and they're in their pajamas up in Richie's room. It's a long story. I'll spare you. But he goes over. He's talking to Potsy, and he goes over to, by his dresser, and he's actually not pointing at this particular thing that you're laughing about.
Yeah.
But there's this big Confederate flag on his wall framed in, and so Dan Martin took a screenshot of that for me, and I want to make sure that you saw this before we, and what it is it's NASCAR
Darlington Racetrack,
and it shows this Confederate flag. And as I was watching this episode, I cracked it because I thought, you know, this whole thing a week or so ago about the Confederate flag, and there on Happy Days is Richie Cunningham,
pointing.
You know, all-American Richie Cunningham standing there in front of the Confederate flag in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And that was priceless, funny, dude. Yeah.
Well, it just goes to show you. You know what I mean? They canceled Dukes of Hazzard. Come on.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous. A fun family show like that, and you're canceling it because of the flag. Listen, it was a rebel flag. It stood for rebellion, not for slavery. Now, you can make whatever inferments that you want about it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to get into the whole debate.
No, I
don't think that's going to solve the problem.
Now, here's my whole thing about the state of South Carolina and having that flag. That flag should not be there.
Yeah.
It not at a state level because two reasons. One, it is associated with slavery and racism for many. But also, you lost the war. You lost. So at a state level, a federal level, no other flag. Well, at the state level, you have your state flag, of course. But just above that, you have the United States flag,
right?
You know, the stars and stripes.
Yep.
So now, if you want to have your Confederate flag and your little, you know, your lodges and your you know, and talk about battles and the historical significance of this and that, and the Confederate States of America as a separate country that almost was, if you will, you know, I guess that's okay. But not at the state level or the federal level or any government level.
Yeah.
Do you have a flag that represented to the United States at that time the Union, the enemy?
Yeah. I mean, it comes to symbolize, I think, for a lot of people today, just rebellion. You get kids that have they got rebellion on their mind. They're not thinking of slavery. You know, and it hasn't been co-opted by white supremacists. I'm sure it has.
Yeah. And also, I think people that look at this from a historical standpoint that have, like, you're from the South and you have relatives that fought in the Confederacy, the sacrifice and the brutality of that war. So I can see having a certain respect for your ancestors that suffered so brutally during that war.
Right.
But again, you know, you don't, if you're the loser especially, you don't put some flag up at the, you know.
Yeah, that's true. And that's a real valid point.
It's like,
so
you're part of the Union now. Deal with it.
The good Union.
Yeah.
All right. So the last thing I wanted to talk about, and I kind of touched on it earlier, can anyone answer my question of why another government agency is buying massive amounts of ammunition? U.S. Bureau of Reclamation says it plans to purchase 54,000 rounds of ammunition in a move that's raising eyebrows. Well, the story's at thedailydrift.com, so go check it out, read it, and just beware that your government is spending money on things that they probably should not be, and you should be questioning that.
And they should be spending money on certain things like the wall.
The wall, exactly. All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. We'll see you then.
Bye.